Dave Nathan and Kyle Stroud back here in Bochimer Stadium under the lights on a Saturday. Carolina leads West Virginia 1-0 as we start the bottom of two. DeCaro and Hussey match up, and the lefty takes low and inside 1-0. Kyle, fan support out of this world. Folks lined up hours before the gates opened at 7 o'clock to just find a way in here, get a spot, see a sliver of the action. The 1-0. Fastball racked, foul, one ball and one strike to Hussey, the first baseman.
If you're familiar with the stadium, from when I got here at about 6:15, from the ticket office all the way down the sidewalk to Rams Head parking deck, there was a line looking to get standing room only tickets because that's the only way to get in.
1-1 fastball sinks low. 2-1 the count to Hussey. 246 hitter, 12 homers, 37 ribbies. He leads off the second. Carolina leads 1-0. The 2-1 handcuffed him on a check swing, and he went, says home plate umpire Kevin Sweeney. 2-2 the count to Hussey. Sweeney teams with David Savage, the first base umpire. Josh Sheppis over at second, and down the line at third, Eric Gauthier. DeCaro's 2-2. Fouled off into the net left side. Still 2-2. To Hussey, Brody Kresser in the on-deck circle. Then it's Kyle West, the DH, who torched Carolina last night with three extra base hits, two homers, and four RBIs. Another 2-2 from DeCaro to Hussey. Curveball gets him swinging, strike three. He says that's his favorite pitch to throw, and if you can throw it like that, hey, I'd like it too. One down in the inning.
And that's a great job of using those four pitches. He went to the back foot slider to get the check swing and go 2-2. And then sped him up with a fastball, couldn't get the strikeout, so he changed speeds again and give him a look at the curve.
Kresser next up from the right side. Gallagher playing in at third. First pitch. Fastball rolls over the outer half, and it's quickly nothing in one of the junior from out of Jessup, Iowa. Kresser 0 for 3 last night with a run scored in Carolina's 8-6 game one win. The 0-1. Kresser takes another strike, outer half of the plate. Nothing in two. Kresser on the season, it's 267. He's gone yard four times and driven in 24. DeCaro's 0-2. Gently escorted foul off to the right, and it's still nothing in two to Kresser. He had a quick diet of fastballs to begin his plate appearance. That was a changeup, Kyle, and he just poked it foul.
It was a good changeup because it was off the plate.
Another 0-2 from DeCaro to Kresser. Back to the fastball. Stevenson unable to frame that. It's outside. Ball one to Kresser. One away in the bottom of the second. Nobody on base. Carolina 1, West Virginia nothing. The Heels playing for a spot in Omaha. West Virginia playing for its season. The 1-2 to Kresser. Line between first and second into right field. Kresser registers West Virginia's first base hit, and he's aboard safely. That's his first hit since the first Grand Canyon game when he went 2-for-3 with three RBIs. Outside of that game and tonight, he'd been hitless in three other NCAA tournament games.
Got a curveball there that I think DeCaro probably wanted off of that outside corner, get him to try and chase it, but stayed over the plate and stayed on the outside corner instead of getting off.
The aforementioned Kyle West to hit from the left side with a runner at first and one down in the second. Mountaineers trailing Carolina 1-0. DeCaro. Fastball outside. A ball and no strikes to West. Junior out of Hedgesville, West Virginia. Again, fewer than 350 people live in his hometown. The 1-0. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. 1-1 the count to West after the big night last night. Cali hits 269 with 16 homers and 46 RBIs.
So his town is roughly one section of Bochimer Stadium.
Pretty much. A ball and a strike to the powerful lefty. The pitch. Strike call at the knees.
I threw those last two pitches in the same exact spot, and if you're going to be able to dot outside at the knees, good luck to the batter.
A lead off of first base for Kresser. Harbor holds the runner. DeCaro comes set from out of the stretch. Throw over to first. Left of first base. Harbor had to reach for it. Kresser back in safely. Brody's 12 for 15 in the stolen base department this year. That's best on the roster. And this is a roster that likes to run 87 steals, which is good for top 50 in the country. Fourth out of the Big 12. The count to West, a ball and two strikes, a second throw over to first, a little more on target this time, but still Kresser back in without a tag. West steps out, takes a deep breath, regains his footing inside the left-handed batter's box, where the count is a ball and two strikes. DeCaro has the sign. Stevenson sets up outside. Here's the offering. Hit the target, but it was off the plate. 2-2 to West. One zip Carolina. Vance Honeycutt blasted the first pitch of the game over the left field fence. That's the margin. We're in the bottom of the second. One out, one on. West Virginia at the plate. The 2-2. Runner takes off. Pitch lifted into shallow left. Cook running hard and diving in foul territory. Did he come up with that? No, he did not. It was trapped on the artificial surface, but salute the effort by the redshirt sophomore from out of Chantilly, Virginia. He sold out to try to make a play. The count, though, still 2-2. West survives.
With the shift on, it's amazing that he was even able to just get a glove on that. It was a long way to run for Cook.
Kresser standing atop the bag at first. West at the plate from the left side. Base runner with those old gold shoes takes a lead. West stands ready as DeCaro comes set. The pitch. Runner goes again. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Throw down to second base. Safe is the call. Kresser in with his 13th steal on the season. But a big strikeout. West, the second, retired this inning. Lumsden up next. West Virginia with a runner in scoring position.
Tough pitch to throw a runner out on, breaking ball that's going down and away. Good job to get the strikeout, though.
DeCaro goes to the rosin bag on the back of the mound before Lumsden approaches from the left side. He's a sophomore hitting 251, 7 home runs, 25 RBIs.
And, you know, you don't need to worry about that stolen base. Yeah, a guy gets into scoring position, but with the 8-hitter up, you should be able to get the out at the plate and get out of the inning.
Lumsden 0 for 4 last night in the 8-6 Carolina win. DeCaro checks the runner at second before the first pitch arrives outside. And the count quickly 1-0. The sophomore from out of Simpsonville, South Carolina. He grew up near Greenville. Spent his first couple of seasons at UT Arlington. Hit 237 there last year with 11 homers. The 1-0. Called a strike on the extreme outside corner. Carolina will take that. 1-1 to Lumsden, the starting right fielder tonight for head coach Randy Mazey. Final season with the Mountaineers for Coach Mazey in his 12th year. He's decided to hang it up and pass the torch to Steve Sabins, one of his trusted assistants, after this year. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. There's the cutter again, Kyle. The count 1-2 to Lumsden.
Got him set up now where you're ahead in the count. You could throw a breaking ball out of the strike zone. Challenge him with a fastball. You can do whatever you want here if you're DeCaro.
Kresser off of second base. The only base runner with two down in the second. Heels up 1-0. DeCaro's 1-2. And Lumsden takes a pitch. Looked to be at the letters. Deemed high. Two balls and two strikes. And the bottom of the second continues.
It's a tough one for me to see somebody take with two strikes. Feel like that's close enough. You got to protect.
DeCaro back to work from the stretch. The 2-2, curveball, gets him looking, strike three, outer half. That was an absolute dandy inning over.
And to go from fastball 94 up and in to breaking ball that clips the outside corner, you put your head down and say good for you and head back to the dugout.
DeCaro strikes out the side. Kresser left stranded at second base after a single and a swipe will go to the third. Carolina's lead is still slim, 1-0 Tar Heels from Learfield.